Greetings, West Sacramento. Welcome to West Sac Best Eats, where we dine on all the fabulous food West Sacramento restaurants have to offer. Heard exclusively here on KYWSLP 92.9 FM on your radio dial. I'm your host, Vince Nicholas. I'm joined by my sparkling slash glowing wifey, Carolyn Nicholas.
Hello.
Hello, honey. Thank you for joining me in our bedroom for our little program here. Okay. We ate breakfast at Eppie's in West Sacramento. Eppie's is located at 4025 Lake Road. It's over there. There's no homes over there. There's a little warehouse commercial deal happening over there, but there's not much traffic. But it's right off the freeway, the 80, and Oishi Teriyaki's over there, which we like, and El Ranchero, the taqueria's over there, which we really like. And they got a Starbucks. So there's a few restaurants, few stores, but not much in the way of it's not a destination, I guess you could say. Would you like some hungry history, honey?
Yes, I would.
Hungry history that is that Eppie's was started by a gentleman named Epaminondas, nicknamed Eppie for short, Johnson. He opened the first Eppie's in 1964. That location burned down in 1981. At its peak, there were 20 Eppies. You remember Eppies. You grew up in the Sacramento area.
I do. I remember as a teenager going there.
Eppies sold the last remaining 8 in 1998. In April of 2004, 3 of the last 4 closed. Only 1 remains in West Sacramento. You have a fond memory of Eppies from your youth, right, honey?
I do. When I was in high school, my brother and I ditched school together, and we had lunch at Eppie's together. So I've always fondly remembered it because of that day.
Oh, dear. Eppie's lets juveniles in playing hooky. Hmm? What about the tardiness?
Don't do as I do, kids.
Epaminondas. It's been over there while we've lived in West Sacramento, and we've always wanted to try it. Sunday morning. We went on Sunday. Sunday morning, I woke up earlier. I usually wake up earlier than you, and I just Googled breakfast. And amongst the many choices was Eppie's, and I said, let's go to Eppie's. Let's talk about what you wore, honey. You wore a pinstripe dress.
Yeah.
You recently got a spray tan. That's why you're sparkling and glowy.
I did.
And so you wore a pinstripe dress which with a high cut on the leg.
It had a slit. It has spaghetti strap. It's a fancy dress. Yeah. So you woke me up and I thought, I'm getting dressed for our Eppie's breakfast.
Yeah, you had your spray tan. You were at the peak of your spray tan.
I was.
Which happens one day after the spray tan. Then day two after the spray tan, it begins to degrade, right?
I had to show it off and I'm glad I did.
Yeah, you look super fancy, super formal. You look like you're ready to hit the club. You look dressed up like you were ready to hit the discotheque. I was dressed like a bum. I wore some basketball shorts and probably a backwards tee. I did that when we were bowling.
Yes, you did.
You were like, your shirt's on backwards. And Luna pointed it out too. And I was like, I'm sorry. But
we still love you.
Thank you. Thank you, honey. On the outside of the building, the sign, it says Eppie's Diner. So I was hoping for like a 1950s, greasy spoon, like Mel's Diner, Johnny Rockets. Well, I was really hoping for Guy Fieri from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives to be in there. Mm. Triple D, as he likes to say. But we walked in, and I wouldn't say it was your classic Americana diner. I would say the ambiance, the decor is more like family. Like,
yeah,
small family-owned restaurant. There were a bunch of drawings from kids, like cute kids drawing various things on Eppie's paraphernalia, pamphlets or whatever. I thought that was super cute. While we were seated right next to where the waiter station is, waitress station, and I overheard our waitress say something to another gal working, and she said something to the effect of, oh, Steve called in, so I'm going to be leaning on you heavily this morning. And so that's just like the labor shortage, the supply chain crisis, which I blame on the continued romance of Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson. Did you think they would last this long, honey?
Yeah, it's great PR.
But he went, he dated several women in a short amount of time. And he's been with Kim K for, it seems like, 8-9 months now.
Yeah. Well, it's true love, honey.
Really? Okay.
Sure.
On his end, but what about her? What does she see him? Well, we watched the Kardashians, and her big compliment to him was, he's so funny. He's so funny.
Well,
and I'm so comfortable, and I can be me around him, and he's funny. Did I
mention it? Sounds like me describing you, babe.
That's true. That's true. But you can get funny and good looking, is what I'm saying.
I don't know. Two in one?
It's a rare combination. I have it, honey.
Yeah, you do.
Pete Davidson has the funny part. The good looking part, I'm not sure. I don't see happiness. I don't see their romance ending in happiness. They gave us the paper napkins. They do the thing where they wrap your silverware in it. And then you unroll the paper napkin. There's your silverware. You put the paper napkin in your lap.
Yes, of course.
I don't do that because I only put, like, if it's a like a formal cloth napkin, then I put it in my lap because then I feel fancy.
Well, I'm messy. So regardless of what kind of napkin I get, my lap needs to be protected.
Okay, but what about when food gets around, like some sauce gets around your lip, your chin, then you reach down to your lap?
Yes, you pick up your napkin, you wipe your mouth, yeah, and you place it down, messy side up.
These napkins are very thin, honey.
Well, I do my best.
They're very paper thin. Some barbecue sauce could seep through it in two seconds. No? The food was slow. Like I said, Steve called in. Dang, Steve.
Yeah, so they're short-staffed.
Yeah.
And I also know from social media that this is a beloved restaurant. People are always talking about how good it is and get out there and support Eppies.
Yeah.
So I knew that it was going to be a busy morning. I expected a lot of people to be coming in for it to be crowded.
Yeah, we were there 8:30 and the parking lot was pretty packed. And then that damn Steve. Okay. Steve, get your hiney to work. Okay. And then
that's not his real name, by the way.
And then our waitress, Denise, spelled D-E-N-I-E-C-E, like de, and then like niece, nephew.
Yeah, very unique.
Very unique. But she kept a surprise, kept checking in on us. So it didn't seem that bad. It was, I would say, 15, 20 minutes tops. So not bad at all. Not like, we just ate in Reno and it was, I'd say, a half hour.
Every place we went on our Reno vacation, it was a half hour to 45 minute wait. Yeah. So this was nothing compared to that.
Well, the place we went to, that was over a half hour, like, we got seated, then the two ladies got seated next to us, and then they got their food before ours, dude.
Yes, they did.
And I was going through, like, okay, what did we order? Lennox ordered a hamburger, Luna ordered fries. Like, our food wasn't super complex to prepare. No. So what, and that, like, that made, that drove me, that grinded my gears, that made me mad, drove me up the wall. Well, the waitress should be like, this is a bad look when the people who arrive after get their food first. So maybe, you know what? I feel like this is an episode of Below Deck, honey. If you know, you know. It's the best television show we're currently watching. And then another thing Denise said is that she said, your omelet got messed up. You ordered the country omelet. And she said, oh, your omelet got messed up, so it's going to be another minute. Which wasn't a big deal, but we were like, what? What happened there?
I wanted to have the messed up omelet as well as my new omelet.
Right.
I was like, I'll take them both.
Right. Right. When they mess up your, when they mess up a dish, like, well, can I get the messed up dish and the correct dish?
I'm not picky.
Yeah. And what are you going to do with it? I think, well, because I used to work at McDonald's when I was a young man, honey. And we would make things maybe incorrectly, an ingredient off or two, like no ketchup, and we put extra ketchup. And, oh, Dennis, my manager, Dennis, I'm sorry. We messed up this hamburger. I'll just eat it on my break now.
Ah.
McDonald's makes billions of dollars, okay? They didn't miss it.
So you hoard all the food you mess up, and you eat it all on your break.
Yeah.
Good plan.
Just like any quality restaurant employee. Let's talk about the food. You got the country omelet for $11.95. It's described as sausage, bell pepper, onions, and cheese with country gravy and an omelet. Thoughts, feelings, comments, reflections, my love?
When I see a breakfast item with gravy, ooh, that is what I want.
You're easily sold on gravy, yeah.
This is my first time getting an omelet with gravy on it. So yeah. I was a little hesitant. I was a little unsure about gravy on eggs.
Yeah.
This was amazing.
Yeah.
It was delicious.
It was.
So it turns out gravy goes fantastic in an omelet.
Yeah.
The sausage was juicy and it was cut in a nice, good size. Not too big, not too little.
Yeah.
The veggies were all like perfectly cooked.
Yeah.
Something I really dislike is when a breakfast restaurant undercooks the veggies.
Yeah.
I don't want like raw crunchy veggies in my breakfast food. It has to be soft and cooked really well.
Yeah.
So everything was just really perfectly done in this. And I am a fan of gravy on eggs now.
I had a bite. I'm not a fan of gravy. I like gravy. I like eggs. But putting in, well, you know me, honey. Separate but equal. I like to have everything in their own little compartment divided up on the on the dish.
You don't want your foods to touch, and especially your sauces and dips.
Yeah.
You keep them separate.
Yeah. So I would have said gravy on the side just to control it. But I did have a bite of your country omelet, and it was very good. Not my thing, but yeah, I admire it. I can dig it. I got the breakfast special. So we walked in, and they had the little chalkboard there. And it said breakfast special on it, $8.99. The formal name from the menu is the breakfast sampler. Normally $12.65. So you're saving $3.65, honey.
A really good deal.
Super bargain. So I was like, I'll have that. And it comes with 3 eggs, 2 bacon strips, 2 sausage links, ham. So right away I'm like, because the Sophie's choice of bacon or sausage or ham... Give me 45 minutes and hopefully I'll suss it out by then. But it's difficult to decide. So having 3 meats, I was like, I'm in. I'm a fan. Also 2 pancakes and hash browns. Once again, I don't know why the griddle, like the waffles and the pancakes are in one section of the menu. And then eggs and meat and potatoes are in another section of the menu. I want it all. Give me it all. And this has it all. So I was like, yes, excellent. And it's only available till 11 a.m., honey. I don't know if it's 7 days a week. Like I said, we went on a Sunday. And I got hash browns, but much like the bacon versus sausage versus ham debate, the country potatoes versus hash browns, I'm so often disappointed by both choices. Like hash browns is... There's very little crunch fried. And then the country potatoes oftentimes is like a step up from mashed potatoes. Like there's very little texture going on.
I always opt for the hash browns, but I'm given the choice of those two.
Yeah. But I'm disappointed by both. And sometimes I don't know what to do. So my review, eggs are fine. Eggs are eggs, as they said on Seinfeld. Sausage, it was good. Like you said. It's a step up from Jimmy Dean. It won't blow you away, but it's good quality pork link sausage, if you will. The pancakes were fine. I'm a waffle guy.
I loved the pancakes. I shared them with you.
Yeah. Well, whenever I get pancakes, and I guess I could have asked for a substitute of a waffle, because sometimes they'll do that, but I don't want to bother Denise.
No.
And I didn't want to pay a surcharge like, oh, we'll give you a waffle for $6 more. I'm like, I'm already saving $3.65, Denise. So I just went with the pancakes, and like whenever I get pancakes, I eat 40%, and I'm like, I get it. I'm good. I don't need more syrup. and
that's when I come in and finish it off.
And bread. Where Epi's really shined was their bacon. I thought it was outstanding. It's long, crispy strips. Excellent taste. Oftentimes, much like the disappointment with the hash browns, I'm often disappointed by the bacon, to where often now I just go for the sausage because it's a little... it's not as enjoyable, but it's more consistent. We have gone to a restaurant and I won't say the name, but where they, I would assume at 4 or 5 a.m., they cook like 10 pounds of bacon, and then they just have it sitting there to the side.
A big bucket.
Yeah.
And they go through it.
So when you order it, when you order it at 10:30 in the morning, they give you a couple of pieces of bacon that were cooked 6 hours ago or whatever. And it's so, I'm always like, oh, I don't want, but I thought this bacon was so good, freshly cooked and good quality. And the hash browns, again, life, I'm a hash brown guy. My mom raised me to be a hash brown guy. They were really good. Like, they did it in thin layers, and they give you two layers, and super crispy. And that's what, I hate it when you get some hash browns and like the surface is crispy, but you go 1 millimeter under the crisp, and it's just very well, mealy or just undercooked potatoes. Not a fan. But these hash browns were the bomb. Enjoyed them a lot. Our total was $22.67. Like I said, I saved a couple bucks by getting the special. But whenever we can eat, both go out to eat, me and you, for about $20.
That's an amazing deal.
Yeah, that's a win.
And it's getting rarer these days with prices rising. So yeah. I was really surprised that we were able to eat for such a low amount.
Yeah.
And for such good food.
Yeah. You were so surprised you tipped $8.
I did.
Which is like over a third, over 33%.
You know what? Denise did good. They were really busy. Yeah. I appreciated the good service that we got.
Yeah.
And the good food.
Yeah, absolutely. Alrighty. Well, there you have it, my fellow West Saxons. Big thumbs up for Eppies. And I hope you get a chance to enjoy them like we did. Sending you all love and light. Thank you for listening to West Sac Best Eats, where we dine on all the fabulous food West Sacramento restaurants have to offer. Heard exclusively on KYWSLP 92.9 FM on your radio dial. #WestSac Best Sac. Bye-bye.